بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال كنت دخلت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم قال يا غلام إني أعلمك كلمات احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجد تجاهك إلى آخر الحديث. Continuing with the discussion narrated by Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما. As we mentioned on the last occasion, one very very important point we learned from this hadith is the necessity and the importance of the muzakara of iman, of speaking of aspects of iman with the youth and particularly with our children. In Surah Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran reproduces a conversation that occurs between Luqman alayhi salam and his son. In fact, an entire ruku of the Quran, of that surah, is devoted to this. And we find that in most of the verses, the same expression is found with قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِنْ تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ يَا بُنَيَّ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ. Each of these verses begin with this expression, يَا بُنَيَّ يَا بُنَيَّ يَا بُنَيَّ, O my beloved son, O my beloved son, O my beloved son. And the type of advices Luqman gives his son, لا تشرك بالله, do not ascribe partners with Allah. In other words, believe in the oneness of Allah. O my beloved son, an action which you will do, even if it is smaller than a grain of mustard seed, hidden underneath some boulder, somewhere in the heaven, somewhere in the earth, a day is coming when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold you to account for such an action. O my son, establish salah, enjoin good, forbid evil. This is basic translation of all these verses. The sabak and the lesson that we learn is the importance of making the muzakara of iman, the deeni nurturing and tarbiyat of our children. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنَ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Today if you meet a father and you ask him, what is your fundamental and primary role with regards to your children? First thing he will answer, that the main role, my main fundamental primary role is to provide for my children. Allah says in the Quran, order your children with salah. You yourself remain firm upon it. And then what does Allah say? La nas'aluka rizqa. We are not asking you to provide. We are not asking you to provide. Nahnu narzuquk. We will provide. Every child is born already with his risk and with his sustenance prescribed. Definitely it is one of the roles of a parent to pray and try for his family, to make effort for his family. But it is not the fundamental and the main role. The fundamental and the main role which Quran teaches us is to bring deen in our children, to make their deeni tarbiyat. As I mentioned previously, children primarily are an opportunity for us, an opportunity for us to make our akhirat by making their deeni tarbiyat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا نَخَلَ وَالِدٌ وَلَدَهُ مِن نَحَلْ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ أَدَبٍ حَسَنٍ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He said, no parent has given a greater legacy, a greater gift to his child than teaching the child akhlaq and character, than making the deeni tarbiyat of those children. Ulama explain, they say when cement or when clay is soft, whatever design you make on it will become permanently imprinted upon it. Whatever design you make on cement or on clay, while it is soft, you make a design on it, forever that is the design. They say exactly like that is your children. How are you bringing those children up? What seeds are you planting with those children? One of our elders, Maulana Ismail Godra Sahab, he explains this even more bluntly, if you want to call it. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a very famous hadith, all of us would have heard. He said, "Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra." He said, Allah Ta'ala has placed the natural inclination in every child at birth to obey Allah. Islam is deen e fitrat. Every child is born on fitrat. The desire to obey Allah and to bring his life in conformance with the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then look at the burden of responsibility that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith places upon the parent. He says, فَأَبَوَاهُ. It is those parents Yahuwidanihi or Yunasiranihi or Yumajisanihi, that introduce Yahudiyat in the child, in the life of that child, or introduce Nasraniyat in the life of that child, or introduce Majusiyat, which is fire worship, in the life of that child. Maulana Ismail Godra, coming back to what I was saying earlier, he says it so openly. He says, no child raised his hand. No child raised his hand and asked his parents that, oh my father, introduce me to the shaitan box. Oh my father, teach me nakedness. Oh my father, teach me zina. Oh my father, show me how when azan is called out, that azan should fall on deaf ears and I should not go to the masjid. That masoom, innocent child didn't ask that. That masoom, innocent child, like I said, is soft cement, is unformed clay, is looking at the parents. Azan is called out, what does my father do? What does my mother do? In addressing their own parents, how do my parents behave? In addressing staff, in addressing people they come into contact with, do they use swear words? Do they address those people in a good manner? Do they show akhlaq? Do they show kindness? Do they show compassion? Each one of these actions of the parents are forming some sort of an effect on the life of that child. And that child is absorbing all the time. So it is very, very important, what is the example that we are? What is the example? What type of role model have we become for our children? These are the seeds that we are planting. Tomorrow, what they will become to a very large extent is dependent on that. We know the famous incident, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, about his mother, that she taught her child that every time you have a need, before every meal, read 2 rakat salah and ask from Allah. Read 2 rakat salah and ask from Allah. The food is coming from Allah. How many homes of the ummah today this type of muzakara takes place? Our elders are telling us, take out that 15, 20, 25 minutes every day. Sit together, the whole family. Today there's no time in the homes of the ummah. The father primarily, even when he enters the home, either the time is spent with the shaitan box, or the time is spent with the big musibah that has come into the homes today, is the cell phone or mobile. How many women we hear this complaint? That whole day I waited for my husband, he comes home. When he comes home, he's on the mobile all the time. Now it is Google, now it is internet, now it is this, now it is that. We have no time for our family. Sit and analyze. Sit and analyze how many of us actually spend time with our family. Our elders, through this encouragement of establishing ta'aleem in the homes of the ummah, they are indirectly, it is a way of spending time with our family. Deen will not come primarily through instruction that somebody order your child, do this or do that. What will bring deen in the child is muhabbat, is showing love, showing affection, and very, very important is sohbat. Sohbat. Spending time with the child, spending time with your family, quality time. Quality time, this is very, very important. Look at the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Salah is the most important injunction of deen. Yet what does he say? He says, Muru awladakum bis-salah, wahum abna'u sab'i sinin. He said, only order your children with salah when they are 7 years old. What are you supposed to do before that? 7 years the child is with you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, order the child with salah when you are 7 years old. What happens before that? Sohbat. Sohbat. Kirdar. Kirdar, aspects of character, this child will learn by being in the company of the parents. First and foremost, the mother. What happens today? Child is 3 years old, 3.5 years old, send him to preschool. Send the child to nursery. What are we doing? Our lives are too busy, we've got too many other activities. So send them away as quickly as possible. Islam does not advocate that. Why send them so young? You are depriving the child of the sohbat of its mother. You are depriving the child of the sohbat of the environment of the home. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, 7 years old, start worrying about all that. Before that, sohbat, company. Maulana Ihsan Sahab, one of our elders, I remember when our Masturat Jamaat went to Pakistan. Ajib, simple things he thought. He mentioned, very, very experienced person. Allah give him long life. He said, in every home of the ummah, bring alive the muzakara of iman. And then he gave a simple example. What is the muzakara of iman? He said three things. Every mother, every father, in every home of the ummah. He said, around you, when the child wakes up every day, he looks outside, he sees the sun, he sees the moon, he sees the stars, he sees trees, he sees an entire world. He says, every day in your home, bring alive this muzakara. Tell your child, speak in front of your children, everything outside the home Allah has created. Allah has created the sun. Allah has created. How many homes does this take place? How many homes do we speak this? He says everything that comes, that is inside the home, all the benefits of the world that Allah has given you, so many ni'mat, so many bounties, bring this on your tongue. Allah has given this. The food Allah has given. The life Allah has given. The health Allah has given. The amenities Allah has given. Child thinks father has given. Or mother has given. First the child thinks mother has given. Then the father has given. He says, bring this muzakara, Allah has given. And third, very, very important thing. He says, halat and conditions will come in every home. Sickness, sometimes loss of something, sometimes this problem, sometimes that problem. He said, make this muzakara with your children, that the solver of every problem is Allah. In the commentary of the verse which I mentioned earlier, where Allah Ta'ala commands Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, command your family with salah. Sahaba mentioned in the tafsir of that verse, that kana Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam idha nazalahu amrun aw dhiqun fazi'a ila salah. That whenever any difficulty would come to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he would make salah and he would order his family to make salah. Child, when my son gives a simple example, he says there are two children in the house. One is 8 years old, one is 2 years old. The 2 years old baby gets sick. What normally happens? Go to the doctor, order the medicine, child is sick. He says, let that mother in that home, when the child falls sick, say to the bigger child, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, Dawu mardakum bis sadaqa. That when somebody becomes sick, read 2 rakat salah, ask Allah for cure, shifa is from Allah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, give some sadaqa. So in front of the child, give some beggar sadaqa. And say that this is how we will treat the sickness. Then take the child to the doctor. This sounds simplistic, but understand what are the seeds we are planting. From a young age, teach that child the muzakara of iman. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. SubhanAllah.